Want to get to my special guest who's joining me this morning on the Jersey Central Newsmaker Hotline. He's been with us before to talk about a rather important topic. He is the CEO and president of Alzheimer's New Jersey. And just to talk about maybe some things that maybe you need to look for in terms of maybe you spend some time with family members over the holidays and whatnot. Maybe some things that you could look for that maybe it's time to reach out and get some help. So let's welcome back my special guest, Ken Zaintz, who is with us here from Alzheimer's, New Jersey. Ken, good morning. It's Bert Barron. How are you?
Good morning, Bert. How are you? Happy Monday.
Same to you. And thanks for taking a few moments to talk to us, Ken. The holidays are kind of behind us. Maybe some people got together with friends and family and maybe saw some things that were a little bit alarming to them. And maybe they think it's time to maybe do something with maybe an elderly relative or an elderly friend. What's the first step? What do you do, Ken, if you think that maybe someone may be on the onset maybe of dementia or Alzheimer's?
Well, I think it's you know, if you suspect that someone may have dementia, I can't overemphasize the importance of getting a really good diagnosis because, you know, there are a lot of causes for dementia, and certainly Alzheimer's disease is the most common. But there are a lot of other things that can cause dementia, like medication interaction or, you know, or an infection. And some of those, you know, some of those other causes of dementia are treatable and reversible. So, you know, not jumping to the conclusion that, oh, you know, my loved one has Alzheimer's disease without, you know, getting the proper diagnosis, I think is really important.
Yeah, that's really critical. And I'm trying to look at from the perspective of the other person, Ken, because if someone comes to you and says, well, I'd like to have you checked. I think you might have this, you might have that. The first thing is resistance, I'm sure. Oh, I don't need that. I'm fine. And it's a conversation that I've had with people for years that are in the industry of selling people hearing aids and to help people hear. Oh, I can hear fine. I don't need that. And then once you see that how well it works, all of a sudden you're glad that you got checked. Most people, right, I would think, would be kind of resistant if they were told that, you know what, you might be on the verge of something rather important. There's probably resistance that comes from the person.
There can be. I mean, there definitely can be resistance. I think the family member has to be persistent, though. You know, a lot of times, many times, the person who's exhibiting the symptoms, they also know that there's an issue. So if you're persistent, I think, and if you try to wrap it in the fact that, you know, this is important for all of us, that sometimes you can, you know, you can break down that resistance. I'm not saying that it's 100%, but you can. And then really calling calling our organization, calling our helpline, we can definitely offer caregivers and other family members, you know, tips and techniques on how to do that.
Yeah, it's an important thing. And that first step, Ken, is really the important one that you need to take there. And we're not just talking about, you know, we've all misplaced our keys once in a while, or we all have maybe found ourselves repeating the same story more than one time to someone, or maybe sometimes we appear to be a little bit confused about something that's going on in our lives. I'm talking about, you know, real chronic things that are repeated sort of incidents, you know, maybe someone who, you know, pulling the car in and out of the driveway in the garage have this, you know, will sometimes kind of scrape the side of the car and cause damage that way. Serious things like that, not just one-time things, but repeated things are real signs, right?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes it's really subtle, but I think the important thing for the family members to look at is, you know, not so much the, as you said, the forgetfulness, because we all have that. But how is that forgetfulness resulting in some changes in behavior? So, for example, you know, maybe, you know, dad's getting lost going to the bank and he's gone to that same bank for, you know, for 20 years.
Sure.
Or maybe, you know, mom was the one that always kept all the household budget and, you know, paid all the bills, and all of a sudden bills aren't getting paid or checks are coming back because they're not signed or they got sent to the wrong address. So those are the, or, you know, or withdrawal from things that, you know, that the person used to love to do, and all of a sudden they just don't want to do it anymore. So it's looking for those kinds of things that sometimes can be really subtle.
Yeah. The Alzheimer's New Jersey helpline, by the way, it's a toll-free number. It's 888-280 888-280-6055. Again, 888-280-6055. And Ken, what can someone expect if they call that toll-free number? First of all, is it available around the clock? They'll get to talk to a live person?
It's available, Bert, 8 a.m. to 5, okay. Monday through Friday.
Okay.
But yes, it's you get to talk to a live person. And, you know, what you can expect is someone who's going to be compassionate, who's really going to listen, and is going to try to help, help with the person who calls to brainstorm solutions, to really understand the situation. So it's not, you know, yes, we can give information. We can give some community resources, but more than that, we can really try to brainstorm and work on possible, you know, solutions, starting with where the person's at when they make that phone call.
Yeah, and the number that's on the website, alznj.org, and again, that toll-free number, 888-280-6055. The other number I was referring to, 500,000 people, Ken, 500,000 people in New Jersey impacted by Alzheimer's. And if you look at a state of 9 million people, that kind of puts it in perspective. But when you drill down even further than that, the impact is even greater, that it's about 1 in 2 people that are impacted in one way or another by Alzheimer's, right?
It is. And as a matter of fact, we did a survey in the fall, our own survey that we commissioned with Fairleigh Dickinson University. And of all the people who responded, who said they were caregivers, 20, almost a third of those, 29%, said that they are or have been a caregiver for someone with Alzheimer's disease. So, you can see what an impact this is having on our state.
Yeah, it's a big number, and there's a great resource available, so why not take advantage of it? It is Alzheimer's New Jersey. You could visit their website anytime for information. You can even get the number, the toll-free helpline number is there. The website, again, to visit is alznj.org, and there's a lot of great information there. And I guess what we want to leave people with today, Ken, is, you know what, don't be afraid. Pick up the phone. Make that call. Talk to someone here who can help you. And it's a first step. It's a journey. It's a completely unique journey if you're dealing with someone who has Alzheimer's or dementia. And you go on this journey together is like the best way I like to describe it for people. Is that pretty accurate?
It is, and it's different for everyone. I mean, there's, everyone who has the disease, the situation is not, is certainly not the same for everyone. And so I really think it's important, though, as you said, to know that while currently there's no cure and we don't have a way to slow the disease down, mm-hmm. there is help out there. There's support, there's help. And you can't do it by yourself. So you really make that phone call, know that there is help and support that's available.
Yeah, take advantage of that, that's for sure. Ken Zaintz from Alzheimer's New Jersey, thanks for your time this morning, and I'm sure we'll talk again very soon. And all I could think about, Ken, while we were getting hammered on Friday by this nor'easter storm, is that very soon Alzheimer's New Jersey will be beginning their walks. The first one is that beautiful walk at the Jersey Shore, which is always like one of my favorite events of the entire year. And we're not that far away from that great weather and the great events, of course, that are coming up. So we'll make sure that people follow those through the website there. And thank you again, Ken. We'll talk again soon, all right?
All right. Thank you, Bert. Have a great week.